policy link was a 3-year 7.6 over 7 million US funded activity implemented by DAI in USAID's resilient focus zone of Wau, Jur River, Akobo, Budi and Kapoito North. The program ended in December 2022. Now this helped strengthen local communities to build agencies, prioritize needs and foster resilience through collaboration and joint planning. And so now we are speaking to Chief of Party of Policy Link, Jeffrey Campbell, who's with us in the studio, and he will be highlighting the impact of the program on the lives of the people in the mentioned areas to foster recovery and resilience.
Yes, Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Right. So tell us more about this Policy Link.
Well, the Policy Link project was really focused on trying to change the dynamics within the communities, looking at how to do a bottom-up grassroots community building, giving communities the chance to be able to identify the challenges as well as the solutions. So for Policy Link, we came up with a five-step process of how this can be done. And really, the first step is all about inclusiveness, making sure that we get all the voices in the conversation. We really listen to people, taking the conversation beyond the town to the most hard-to-reach PIAMs. And when you do that, you're able to now get more women, youth, persons with disabilities. You get the local government. You get civil society, private sector, all involved in the conversation. And so it's really about listening to the what the community feels are the biggest challenges,
right,
and also giving them the chance to come up with their own solutions.
Right. And this project ended. So how did all this play out?
Well, in the context of Wau and Jur River County, we were really able to see some remarkable progress. Number one, in both counties, across the county, PIAM to PIAM, there was the community developed their own resilience agenda, meaning their own action plan to tackle the major challenges of each county. Most recently, last week, we had a what we call a learning event. And the community members, we were able to really tell us what kind of progress was made. And we see some remarkable progress. For example, in Jur River, the community members were able to take several initiatives that were reinforced with the support of external partners. For example, the community decided in Jur River that they needed to elect a woman chief, and they did that. And now women are playing a greater role in the community decision-making. In Wau County, we heard that the community decided they needed to go door-to-door and talk to community members about better health practices. And they see that as reducing certain common diseases like malaria. So when you give, I think, communities a chance to be able to define their own agenda, come up with their own action plan, and when you can, as an implementing partner, you can come in and align to that agenda, we can see some progress. And bottom up is trying to change the trend of top down.
Okay. And can I just ask you, how long was this project to get to achieve what you just talked about?
Well, the project technically started in 2020. But remember, 2020 took us by storm with COVID-19. And we lost more than a year, where most of what we were able to do was just conversations from a remote and listening to what communities are doing to respond to COVID-19. So we weren't able to really push forth our agenda in trying to help the communities advance their own action plan. So we lost a good bit of time because of COVID.
Right.
But we learned a lot. So I'm saying that really, COVID saw many agencies leave. But the communities, they stay behind. They have nowhere to go. And so you get to see the real resilience within these communities, how people started coming together to be able to combat this new threat called COVID-19, something they never heard of.
Right. Now, with the time that you lost because of the COVID-19, I mean, so it was almost 2 years. Is there hope to extend the project to cover that gap?
Well, unfortunately, we don't see in South Sudan that the project is going to continue. The focus now is to how to get other implementing partners to be able to adopt some of the approaches that we came up with for how they can, within their own projects, do support the local communities to define their problems and come up with the solutions and then put their resources behind it.
Okay, and looking at your experience, you've talked about the approaches that you used. What worked and what did not work? As you had a project outline, you had goals to achieve. How did it turn out? What were your successes? Some of them you've mentioned, and where did you not fully implement?
Well, and to start with, what did not go well? Not with our approach, but in the sense that in three of the counties, we didn't, because of time, didn't get to help the communities in Akobo, Budi, and Kapoeta North develop their own community action plan for dealing with the challenges that are unique to those counties. So that's one of the things I would say did not go well. But in terms of our approach, what we saw that it works, and it worked in Wau and Jiu River, and we believe that if communities across this country get a chance to define their own problems and their solutions, big progress can be made when partners come behind and reinforce those priority actions.
Mm-hmm. Right. Jeffrey Kumble, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Now that the project is has ended, what next?
Next, right now, Policy Link is a global project, so it continues in other countries. But for South Sudan, we want to continue to share the learning and hope we can help teach the approach to other IPs and help support communities who want to learn about how they can organize themselves to be able to define their own problems and come up with their own solutions.
Right. Jeffrey, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.